that DeMarcus looked out there, and how good is it to have him back?
He looked pretty good. He ain't got too many reps, but it's a start. He's back out in the field.
What have you seen from Shane and Shaq, given this little extra round of play?
They continue to get better, and it's just how it is in the National Football League. It just takes time, to learn the simple things, and that's what they're doing. They're learning the simple things, and it's helping them be more complete players.
When you guys beat Green Bay in the big primetime matchup, the next week went on the road, lost to Indy. Any lessons to be learned from that?
No, we got San Diego this week. Good San Diego team. Got a really good offensive line. They stouted every position up front. Young, talented running back. I mean, we all know what Antonio Gates is and what he's done to the Denver Broncos in the past. And they got Phillip Rivers, so they got a pretty good San Diego team up there. It's always tough. When we go to San Diego and play, every game that we've played there has been close. So I don't expect it to be any different this weekend.
How much do you like talking back and forth between you guys and Rivers over the years?
I mean, I don't talk to him. I don't really pay attention to that. I'm all about, the sacks. Hopefully I can dance instead of talk. But, that's just never been my game. I'm just trying to make plays and get my job done. We all know what type of player Derek Wolfe is, and Malik too. Both of those guys have been great this season, and I don't think it'll be any different, moving forward.
I know you'd like to have DeMarcus out there this last month, but do you look at it like you're going to have a really healthy guy for the stretch run, for the tough run, and all that? Now that he'll be back at full strength.
DeMarcus is just a guy that you just really don't have to worry about, If we could play, he would be playing. And if he can't, then he's not gonna play. He's a legend out there on the field. He's our guy. And whenever he's back, he's going to be back at some point in the season. And whenever he's going to be back, the other team's going to catch hell. So, I'm just waiting for him to get back. Waiting for him to get healthy. Which he will get healthy. He had 6.5 sacks 4 weeks ago. The league is only 11 or 13, somewhere in there. So, DeMarcus, he probably could have been leading the league in sacks right now and all this stuff. So, we all know the type of player he is, the type of season that he was having. And, I'm convinced the season that he'll continue to have when he get back on the football field.
Do you have a conditioning program different from other players? Because now that I think about it, you probably don't talk much because you're exhausted.
Yep.
I mean, you do what, maybe 40 10-yard sprints? With a 300-pounder leaning on you?
I guess so, yeah. Holding on you, I think so. Tackling you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tough. It's tough. It's hard enough, just running by yourself. You got 300-pounder on your back. It's pretty tough, too. But that's the beauty.
What do you do for conditioning out here as far as for that type of work?
I just go to bed early. That's all it is. I try to go to sleep early. The hours of sleep, they help. If you can stack, 10-hour sleep days, it helps at the end of the week.
Extra attention have teams been putting towards you, extra blockers since DeMarcus has been out though?
I mean, I like to think ever since I came in the National Football League, I had a little bit of extra attention on me. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing my job here with the Denver Broncos. So, I really don't, pay attention to all this stuff. But DeMarcus get back, this year they found ways to double team us both. So, that's just part of the National Football League. We go against, big time offenses every single week. It's not like we get, a ranked team and then a team that's not even going to a bowl game. It's totally different in the National Football League. Every team has talent. Every team is good. So that's what we see every week.
How much conversation do you have with refs trying to, pick your spots on when you think you're getting held? I know you don't want to say it every play.
No, I don't talk to refs.
Do you talk to the refs? I know your teammates talk on your behalf. Do you talk to them at all?
No, I don't. I just don't like the feeling of the other team, the guy that I'm going against, see me talking to the ref,
Oh, really?
I'd rather see him talking to the ref about what I'm doing to him, That's just me. That's just how I've been, playing football my whole life as a little league. It's just, it's a man's game, It's, the refs are there to facilitate this stuff, but what I do on the field is a determinant outcome. So that's why I like to keep my mind at.
So when you see something like Tom Brady last week, he's just –
I really don't know.
You got to be doing that in his mind too.
I don't know. I think in the San Diego game, the ref and stuff. This is multi-billion-dollar industry. you know, if reffing is the issue that's going on, the league will find a way to fix it. You know, that's just how it's always been. Any problem that we've always had in National Football League, you know, the guys up in the front office, they find a way to fix it. And I'm not saying there's been a problem with the reffing, you know, but if there is a problem, they'll be able to fix it. And that's all I really got to say about that.
Why was it important for you to go over to Gronk when he was on the cart there? Can you share what you said?
You know, you never want to see anybody get hurt, you know, and, you know, we saw it was right there, and he wasn't getting up quick, you know, he was obviously in pain, and I just went to, you know, go over there and let him know that I was with him. We got our ACL surgery on the same exact day.
Oh, you did?
You know, I was just like 3 hours in front of him. If I probably would have been first, then I probably would have got comeback player of the year or something last year. But, you know, it's, you know, we just got that special relationship, and, you know, you just hate to see him hurt. He's going to be back, so that's great.
Was it where Andrews?
Yeah, Dr. Andrews. Yeah. Okay.
So you were in the waiting room waiting for him to get done?
I was unconscious. So they had already gave me the drugs. Just waited. You know, they got Gronk out the way, and then they got me. All right, guys.